You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? Jalen Rose, there's a lot of summer basketball happening in the Pacific Northwest. Friend of the show, Isaiah Thomas, was hosting a game. It's no big deal, just hosting a game. And it was Paolo Banchero and DeJounte Murray. And there was one clip that stood out amongst the rest. Take a look at this and tell me what you see.
Ooh, these are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. I see you, DeJounte. He gonna be teaming up this year with Trae Young in Atlanta. They gonna do work. And again, it just so happened that was against the number one overall pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. And not many people in the national media can say that they've been to the Seattle run. I went to the Jamal Crawford run. I saw Paolo play. I saw Chet play. Saw Jaden McDaniels play. I missed DeJounte that Sunday. And so this is just competition. However, when you freak it like that and you give them the stare down and you bark at them a little bit, that means it's a little extra on it.
It was.
And I ain't mad at it at all.
Well, there's a lot of extra on it. There's other video from this game that we don't have where DeJounte Murray is calling him a little boy. They were going back and forth. He kind of bumps into him when he's at the foul line at one point. And then as it always does, it spills into social media. I'm sure you've seen the back and forth between the two of them. And there seemed to be a little respect, but a little disrespect at the same time. It's kind of like they had the gloves on. The gloves weren't off on social media. But what do you think about the back and forth after the game?
Hey, dog. This is what you want. Let me tell you something. There was a period of time where Detroit had Derek Coleman, Steve Smith, lottery picks, and then Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, and then Tractor Trailer and Maurice Taylor. We could go on and on and on about the lineage of basketball in the city. But when we played at the Saint, we went at it. And there were times where there were altercations. And let me just tell you something. DeJounte's the older. He's been an all-star. He's been around the block. He the OG in this case. Like he said, I remember allowing you to grab rebounds for me and having you in the gym. He's the OG, just like they did for me. So now when you come back, they keeping score. Because remember, that's what the OGs are set to do, keep score. So it's like, oh, you moving different now. See, you got the new car now. Oh, you was before it was two of y'all, now it's 10 of y'all. Like, okay, that's what you want, Jacoby. That's game, recognizing game. And DeJounte's right. He's about to enter into a man's league, and he want to make sure his young fella ready. No harm, no foul. I want people to look in too deep into this. The OG Jamal Crawford, the OG Isaiah Thomas, everybody going to make sure that this ain't nothing but friendly competition, but also challenging each other to be the best version of themselves on and off the floor. That's what you call giving back to the community. I ain't mad at it at all.
Well, sometimes the competition with DeJounte Murray is a little less than friendly. There was the off the backboard dunk, he throws the ball at him. But earlier this summer, DeJounte Murray, he didn't just like bounce it off a guy's head. He kind of slams it off this guy's head twice and then goes right past him. So DeJounte Murray has been putting some work in Seattle, and we love to see it. But that's
love
not
it.
The only
I'm about to get DeJounte on the show. I'm going to hit him up and get him on the show.
Get on. Love
and you see those
on.
Number fives out there representing. We got to get them. I got you, DeJounte. Got to get my guy to come on and represent.
Hit him up during the break. But before that, Mr. Rose, we have some other action that I want to show you as well, because there was some really interesting action in Summer League. And there's one play I want to talk to you. I had to watch this like seven times. All right. Look at where he is when he throws it off the backboard.
Jeez. Talk about covering ground. Talk about prime real estate. He shot that at Baltic and ended up at Boardwalk. You see what I'm saying?
I see people throw it off the board from around the foul line. It's kind of when like Tracy McGrady, Kobe Bryant normally do it, but like he's got an angle and he's like 19 feet from the basket. Just the length and ball skills of him truly make him a unicorn.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, Jacoby, you play good D on a guy like that. You don't get beat on the initial right hand move. You stay with him on the crossover. You do a good job of staying down and being ready to contest his shot. You jump. And then he throws it off the backboard, it gets momentum and goes to finish. Like, he's a fantastic prospect.
He is, and we will see him in the league. My question for you is, will we see the other ball brother in the league? It was Jello this weekend who had 52 points at the Drew League. Now, listen, it is the Drew League, but 52 points is a lot of points.
Absolutely. There aren't many people walking the face of this earth on any level. High school, college, AAU, any level. Summer League, to score 50 points in a basketball game.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? That's not to be taken for granted. And so I appreciate, even though he hasn't necessarily stuck with an NBA team, that he's still balling, putting in work, staying in the gym, making it be known that he's trying to put himself in position for that opportunity. I love to see it.
Well, we are wondering whether Kyrie and KD will be on the Nets, but we know Royce O'Neal will be on the Nets. He signed this offseason, but I want you to take me through this clip of Royce O'Neal. That's his mom.
She doing a good job. And then all of a sudden, he turns, down goes mama.
And here's the thing. She's being, though. I like how physical she was playing him. She was not letting him back her down.
But here's the thing. She was doing the opposite of the Rick Mahorn when he pulls the chair from underneath. Like, she was bodying him, she was using her knee, and then when he spit, you know what I'm saying? It was almost he pulled the chair from under her in reverse. It was great to see, I'm pretty sure.
I gotta see that again. Look at the chicken wing. Look at the chicken wing.
Give it to him, Mom.
Hey, Royce.
Hey, Royce. That better come with a shopping spree. That better come with a month at the spa with massage therapy. You know what I'm saying? You take care of mama, family. I love to see that. I love it so much.
I love to see it, too. I love the defense that she was playing on. What a clip.
Yes.
Love to see it. Now, Jalen, I spoke about KD a second ago. And James Harden, remember when they were teammates? They are no longer teammates. However, they were together in London after the Travis Scott concert. And they were celebrating Travis Scott like he just won the championship after the concert. Watch this clip. Biggest in the world, Jalen. Biggest in the world. What do you think about Harden and KD supporting Travis Scott?
I love it. Travis Scott, dope performer. And in the sports context, think about it. When you're performing in front of an audience, right, these are championships each night. People paid their hard-earned money to come see him, commuted, flown, planes, trains, automobiles. You get up on the stage, so many things have to go right. The DJ has to be right. The sound has to be right. You have to be in tune. You have to do your thing. It's a choreographed orchestra, even though Travis Scott is the star. And it's a beautiful thing because those two guys will understand it at the highest level, putting on the show and entertaining the fans. So I love to see athletes and entertainers giving each other love because imagine if the roles were flipped. Imagine if they say, hey, James Harden, I know you know every Travis Scott song. Why don't you get out there and go entertain that audience? Not going to be able to do it. That's the beauty of it.
One thing I love about Travis Scott is the energy that he delivers to the stage through his songs and his performance. And I saw a clip of him performing for an empty place with like eight people, still bringing that much energy. And now he is in London tearing it down.
Jacoby, I ain't going to front. Find you a friend that's loyal as KD. Let me tell you something. The way James Harden quit on the Nets, we have to have some real conversations. You know what I'm saying? We ended up trading for Ben Simmons.
You think the words Kyrie Irving came up at some point
Absolutely.
During that trip?
Absolutely. So we traded you for Ben Simmons and he had surgery and didn't play. And the Warriors won the championship. They didn't pay Kyrie. Now I asked to get traded. You don't think they've had some conversations? Find you a friend that's as loyal as KD. I appreciate whatever friendship they had before they played together that they still have afterwards. And this is a further reminder for me, if you're the Nets, don't trade KD.
Don't do it.
Don't trade KD. And he's still under contract.
KD, I want to give KD another shout because he bodied somebody on Twitter this morning as well. Like, hey, KD is the best. I love that guy. And I can't wait to see him and Kyrie.
Easy money
and Ben
sniper.
Simmons.
Don't
team
break
up
him up. Don't
Brooklyn
break him
Nets.
Up.
Game one. Jalen, we've been keeping a running list of athletes this summer that are in, quote unquote, the best shape of their life. And guess what? We've got a new one. Someone who you have been imploring to get in the best shape of their life, Luka Doncic. What are the implications of Doncic being in the best shape of his life?
Oh, man, this show is so ratchet, and I love it so very much. The funniest thing on that screen is the fine print that says still on our radar.
Still waiting for Zion. We're still waiting for you, Zion. We got a version of this graphic with his name on it and his picture on it, just ready to go.
But how about Mac Jones? Like, how about Cam Newton used to give him a backhanded compliment and call him Mac and Cheese?
Mac and Cheese.
And they say the young fella's been struggling without Josh McDaniels. I think he'll get it together when the season starts. But in all honesty, Luka being in the best shape of his life is going to be a game changer, not only for the Mavs, but for the NBA. I've predicted when athletes start to realize that everything that I put into this temple affects how I perform, now all of a sudden you start to look at life and you start to look at your diet different. You start to look at getting your rest different. And now Luka is going to be training. You see videos of him actually training now. And so based on that, do not be surprised if he balls the way he balled last year in the playoffs in particular and keeps elevating with the additions that they've added all this offseason. He's in pole position for me. I don't know what Vegas says, but I'm going to be Rostradamus here. Luka winning MVP this year.
So I could see that happening. However, I think the team's record needs to be at a certain place for that to happen. I know what I'm going to get from Luka, but will the addition of Christian Wood, will the subtraction of Jalen Brunson affect him? What about Tim Hardaway Jr.? Will he be healthy and playing to where he was before? There's a lot of question marks there that have nothing to do with Luka Doncic that could affect whether or not he's the MVP.
I got you. It's only going to be two guys in the top three in these couple of categories. For Luka, it's going to be points and assists. For the Joker, it's going to be points and rebounds. Now, for Luka, he'll still get me close to 9 rebounds. You know what? Luka could average a triple-double this season if he wanted to.
Luka,
here's what I need from you.
Oh, the claps came out.
I need a triple-double. I need Luka to average a triple-double and win MVP this year. You can drop a couple of points, add a couple of boards. Luka MVP averages a triple-double. I'm putting it out there. Let's get it.
Giannis is out there. He'll be better. And then we have Joel Embiid out there. We got Joker out there. There's a lot of competition. So we'll
dog,
see.
He get a chance to work out with Sham God.
Luka Doncic.
He get a chance to be around the greatness of Jason Kidd.
Well,
Luka triple double MVP.
About MVP level players, but soon we'll be talking about players who may have been former MVP level players that right now do not have a team. We'll show you that list, some big names on it, right after this. You're watching Jalen Jacoby.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, one thing you always point out to our audience is some of the players, some of your favorite players that don't have spots on teams entering training camp. Now, when you look at this list, Colin Sexton doesn't really belong on this list. He's a restricted free agent. He will play in the NBA. But there are some Hall of Famers on that list. Mr. Rose, what stands out to you?
What stands out to me is the opportunity to be an NBA player is extremely exclusive. It's a real boutique club of individuals, of 4,500 people glorious enough to have played an NBA game. But the volatility of it is real. 30 teams, 15 roster spots. Usually teams don't carry 15 roster spots now to save money. So up to 450 jobs, between 425 and 450 jobs available each year. The first round, those are guaranteed deals. So that's 30 people automatically out of the league. The second round is partially, if not all the way guaranteed. You hope when you draft somebody in the second round, they can make the league, but that's an up to 60 jobs just automatically, rinse and repeat. So I would say about 25% of players that were on rosters last year will not be in the league this year. And if you go through that list, it's always like, wow, he's not in the league right now. Mm-hmm. And each of those situations are different. So for Colin Sexton, it's just he's at an age where he's in between contracts, still got to prove that he can do
he's
it on
play.
A
he's
winning team.
Year.
Like, he's still going to get a big deal. He's still going to have a long career. Ultimately, he's going to get top dollar because I think he's really talented. He's really fast, and he's a terrific athlete, and he's going to continue to get a lot better. I was at that game right there against the Pistons when he got out in front of the crowd. Like, he's a blur on the floor. But then there's the flip side of that. When you're a Hall of Famer like Carmelo Anthony, and you were just with the Lakers, they didn't make the playoffs, that type of thing. And so he'll stay in shape. An opportunity may present itself on a contender if somebody gets injured, that type of thing, if he still wants to play. So everybody on that list, as you know, situation dictates where they sit right now in free agency.
Like, a lot of these players will end up on rosters, but there's big names. There's even names we didn't show, Rajon Rondo, and you got Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, Dwight Howard. Like, there are some players. Someone tells me a lot of them will end up on rosters, but they are not on rosters right now at this moment. Jalen, I love this story so much. We all know about the Patriots way and the culture that Bill Belichick curates there in Foxborough. There's a former offensive lineman, Rich Ornberger. This is what he had to say when he was running late to a practice. Quote, "I see a church van in front of me that's all dinged up. I'm just like, I'm going to hit this car because it's better to pay the insurance or like peel off this guy a couple $100 than embarrass myself for being late for this Patriots team meeting." This dude didn't just get into an accident. He didn't hit a tree. He hit a church van. So he had a story about why he was late to the team meeting. Jalen, your response.
This is a boss move, actually. And obviously he's telling this story because no one got injured. He saw a van, and I assumed that he knew that either somebody was not in there or not gonna get hurt, because that's an extreme chance to take. And by the way, if you're the person that was sitting in that van, you just got you a lawsuit delivered right to you for him speaking. With that being said, everyone has things that they're juggling in their lives. Your schedule, your kids, your mate, your personal life. And you know what no one cares about? Your reasons for being late.
Yep.
They sound like excuses. If you don't respect my time, then therefore Bill Belichick is gonna discipline you. This was a boss move, actually,
and
by
Jalen,
the offensive line.
You know my pet peeve about people that are late. Don't show up late with a smoothie. Don't show up late with Starbucks. Don't show up late with anything that you
with
stop
food
to pick up. Yeah, do not show up late with anything that you stop to pick up. That makes me so mad. God, I remember a former colleague used to do that all the time. Jalen, I know there's a big, big part of your heart that still beats for your former Detroit Lion quarterback, Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford had elbow injection over the offseason. He's had some elbow issues. However, he's still out there throwing lasers around the field. How much of a concern is this for the Super Bowl champion, Matt Stafford?
No concern, because I seen him play injured in Detroit when we weren't a playoff team, when we weren't a contending team, and he didn't have the support and the help around him as a defending Super Bowl champion with Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey when he gets healthy, Sean McVay on the sideline. And so now when I see Matthew Stafford, it reminds me of the years I told you and I said on this show, free Matt Stafford. Because he was going to put up stats in Detroit and be a question whether he made the Hall of Fame. He goes to the Rams, wins the Super Bowl his first year there. Now he continues to elevate his stats over these next couple of years and win more divisions, probably win another conference, maybe win another Super Bowl. He just elevated to what I felt he could always be, a future Hall of Fame. Stay tuned.
He will be a Hall of Famer. Jalen Rose. Another Hall of Famer we need to celebrate. End of a GOAT era. Sue Bird had her last home regular season game. We'll celebrate her and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching James.
And Stewie.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, a show where every single day since she was detained, we recognize yet another day that Brittany Griner remains in Russia.
Wrongfully detained, 172 days, and just understanding the gravity of someone getting a 9.5-year sentence, now putting themselves in position to possibly be a part of a prison swap. I just really wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States, and I'm glad that this story is getting covered more. Now I just hope that it gets her closer to being sent home.
I hope that she comes home as soon as possible. Jalen Rose, we celebrated a GOAT yesterday. Sue Bird got her flowers because it was her final home game in Seattle for the Storm before she retires.
One of the greatest champions on every level of basketball. Has always been a terrific ambassador for the game, on and off the floor. Handled herself with maturity and with class, shown that she could finish at the hoop, shown that she was clutch, shown that she could drop dimes. Her career stats speak for itself. It was only right to see her get celebrated. Stewie Ball, but they ran into A'ja Wilson.
That happens. A'ja Wilson's birthday today as well. Shout out to her. Jalen, very quickly, I want to show this video of one of my favorite basketball players ever. It is Lance Stephenson in Dubai driving a Lambo boat.
Lance, make him dance. Lance, make them dance. Lance, make them dance. Lance, make them dance.
I love Lance Stephenson so much. Shout out to Lance Stephenson living his best life on a Lambo boat. We will be back tomorrow, ESPN 2, 4 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you. You're far too kind.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. There's so much that I want to talk to you about that we couldn't talk about on the television program. Number one, Nori from Capone Noriega, now from Drink Champs. He purchased 35 vehicles, expensive, fancy vehicles. Just got his driver's license over the weekend. Jalen Rose, please explain. Is that the most New York thing you've ever heard?
That's definitely the most New York thing I've ever heard. Not shockingly surprising. For those who have never spent time in New York City, it's the only place that I've ever lived that I vowed not to drive. When I played there, I had a spot in Westchester and I had a spot in West Side Highway. And I wanted to be closer to the arena, getting to games. I did the exact same thing in Chicago. Had a place in Highland Park, where that unfortunate shooting just happened, and had a place downtown, right? The only time I would drive is literally that 5 or 10 minutes to the game. That's it. Move to New York, East Coast 2018 to do Get Up in January. From January to right now, drove to Get Up a grand total of 0 times. Y'all see me on that show 1,500 times. I don't care if I needed to be there for 3 hours, 2 hours, for 30 seconds. Have driven a grand total of 0 times. So here's why New Yorkers, A, don't drive. A lot of them feel like me. It's probably just congested, crowded, whatever. But they all have great, but they also, and Jacoby gonna speak to this way better than me, have a terrific public transit system.
Great public transit. It's the easiest way to get around. When I'm on the subway train, people are like, what are you doing on the train? I'm like, it's just the quickest, most efficient, cheapest way to get from A to B. This is what it is.
Right, and as somebody that's a Detroit native, for example, I was fascinated by that when I went to New York because I grew up catching the bus a lot. The bus obviously isn't the most quote-unquote reliable, especially in the winter. But we don't have things like subways. We have like a people mover, transits, and things like that. But we don't have literally that system. And then the other thing you guys have is just 20 million people live there, right? 20 million people live in New York?
Less than that, but I'll look it up. The numbers fluctuate because there's the people that commute in and post-pandemic.
Yes.
Like, it used to go from like 7 million to 17 million every day.
Correct. And so what happens is I live in a town, city, right now, Jacoby, I'm in Detroit, that probably has 700,000 people stretching it.
Yeah, there's 8.38 million that live in New York City. Let's get Detroit information for you.
Yeah, I believe it's
that's
like
be
600,000,
just less than 700,000.
Correct.
Damn.
And so just think about that. Just think about that for a second. So that's where I'm from, and that's where I end up living. So for me, it's like, wow, there are a lot of tall buildings. There are a lot of high rises. There are a lot of things that we just don't have, right? But the public transit system, that's the second thing why somebody like Nori wouldn't have his license. I remember seeing this and hearing this with Lamar Odom, with Ron Artest, now Meta World Peace, so many people from New York. I believe Jamal Mashburn, like so many people who just didn't have their license or just didn't know how to drive.
But 35 cars, let's say each one costs $100,000 average. That's $3.5 million you're spending on cars that you can't drive. I love Nori so much. Big shout out to Nori and Drink Champs. Jalen, a couple things I want to acknowledge. We always acknowledge power couples. Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian broke up. 9 months. Feels like they were together for a decade. They were together for 9 months.
So what do you think Kanye was saying and doing when he got this news?
Oh, he already posted. He posted a newspaper thing that said Pete Davidson died. Skeet Davidson. He calls him Skeet. He's already posted. He had that one in the chamber.
Really?
He had a Photoshop done and everything. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Kanye had his eye on this one.
What's the post? What is the post? What did he use?
It's a picture of a newspaper headline that says, I'll get it for you.
Yeah, I need to know about this.
It's a newspaper headline. That's why I'm here for you, bud.
Thank you, family. I appreciate that. Current events, entertainment, sports, gossip.
I read the entire, internet every day.
You want to learn about soups? Like, I had Hit Boy on Renaissance Man this past week. What y'all need? You know what I'm saying? We had Styles P. We had Lloyd Banks. Got big guest lists coming up. I ain't gonna even name some of the people that's in my phone I've been texting going back and forth with. And
right,
now
so
I see
it. Say?
Skeet Davidson dead at age 28.
Skeet Davidson dead at age 28. A couple things came out of this. Like, it kind of felt like he left SNL because of this like Kardashian connection. I feel bad for him because of that. It was only 9 months of his life. It felt like it was 10 years. But He got the baby's names tattooed on him. Like, come on, Skeet. Pete Davidson, wish you the best,
buddy.
Hey,
dog, hold on.
Wish you the best.
He does have Kanye's kid name tattooed on him, doesn't he?
Yeah, initials, I believe, but yes, all of them.
Oh, Lord.
Come on,
oh,
Pete.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Pete.
Come on, Skeet.
Come on, Pete. Come on. We can't call Russell Westbrook out of his name, but we can call Pete Davidson out of his name.
You know what? If he got Kanye's kid initial tattooed on him, not only is that rude, disrespectful, and out of spite, but he was whipped, dog. He was too whipped. He was too whipped.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Sabrina Ionescu, one of our favorite basketball players on the planet. I went and saw her at Barclays. She had a great game. 500 points, 200 rebounds, 200 assists. First time ever been done in the history of the WNBA. Big shout out to her. She is living up to all the hype.
I got you. Her pace, her court vision, her ability to score, but not necessarily wow you with her athleticism, reminds me of Luka.
Yep. And one thing, I was at the game and I was watching her game. She puts so much pressure on the defense and the officials. You know what I mean? She just puts, every time she's got the ball, she's just being aggressive. And she doesn't look to score. She's not just like, I need to score. She really looks to make the best basketball play, which is why she has so many assists. And she puts so much pressure on the defense. If they help, you get burned. Don't help, get burned. And the officials, because she's bumping into people. She doesn't care. She's bumping into people while she's handling the ball, while she's shooting the ball, while she's passing the ball. She's just putting so much pressure on the other team. I love Sabrina Ionescu. Big shout to her. Jalen, I also have an announcement I'd like to make.
Love when you have announcements, brother.
I grew up a Red Sox fan. I used to love the Red Sox so much. I used to check the box score every single day. I cared so much about the Red Sox, and then they won a couple World Series, and I stopped caring so much anymore. And they're at the bottom of their division. And you know I'm a Die Easy fan. So I'm announcing a new alliance in Major League Baseball.
No!
I was watching over the weekend. I might have put some wagers on this team, and they might have won me some money. And I love the New York Mets this year. DeGrom, Scherzer, Vogelbach. I'm officially supporting the New York Mets. And I predict they will beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Wow.
Can't wait for it. Subway Series. Subway Series, wow. New York Mets.
Wow. So here's the thing. So, David. Mm-hmm. Yankees and Mets play each other in the playoffs this year. We definitely go into a game.
It would be the World Series.
We definitely go into a game.
Great.
That's one.
Great.
Two, I appreciate your intellectual Die Easy fandom in this case. And here's a fact that I want to give you. And I'm going to get him on the show. My guy, Max Scherzer. A lot of people don't realize that his two eyes that strike out batters and go nine innings and complete games so very often are two different colors.
Love that. Love that. Well, the Detroit Tigers are a great farm system for the rest of the league. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
They really just like come to Verlander. The Tigers. Yeah, you understand the lifestyle. You get broken in. You understand how to be a professional, how the dugout works, how the locker room works. And then you get traded, and then you blow up, become a Hall of Famer. Great job. Jalen Rose.
I was so mad when they let Curtis Granderson go. I love
A couple other things I want to discuss with you. Well, first of all, DeGrom is nasty. The Mets struck out 19 yesterday.
Jeez.
I won lots of money on that. Lots of money on that. Kareem Hunt said he wanted a trade, and immediately the Browns were like, nah.
Well, here's the thing. He like, hold on now. Let me get this right. Quarterback is an extremely important position. The most important position, not only in football, but probably in sports.
In team sports, it is the single position that affects wins and losses more than any other team sport.
But I know y'all wink, wink with Deshaun based on the fact that he was gonna get suspended. So y'all made sure that he wouldn't lose some bread and y'all gave him a $1 million salary this year. Which means y'all got bread to pay me. That's what that means. Y'all got the bread to pay me because y'all not paying him this year. And so, even though y'all not gonna trade me, I won't be traded. So now, when you're watching the Browns play, you're gonna pay attention. Is Hunt getting his touches? Did they get at the Nick Chubb? Who gonna get the touches in the goal line? Oh no, now they flipping it to Nick Chubb. He catching out the backfield now. Oh, they trying to phase Kareem out. This is where like the team sport part kicks in. And so for Kareem, what you now gotta do is reinvest in team. Because if you get so caught up in trying to get paid, you ain't gonna have a great season. You gotta still reinvest in team. You still gotta run hard, get there on time, get your reps in, take your opportunities, make the most of your opportunities. You're like, he and Chubb are two vastly different style of backs. And so he's gonna get his opportunities. And Deshaun Watson, I mean, you can say what you want about what he's been accused of away from the field. When I'm watching him play football on the field at Clemson and with the Texans and just against NFL competition, he's elite for me. Mm-hmm. And so now that you got him, I understand that he's ready for that glow up, but he'll be worth more once Deshaun returns and they have their full weaponry of offense. And so I know he wanted to get paid now, but he could really get paid if he ball, in particular these six games that Deshaun's out.
Well, Deshaun will likely be out for more than six games. The NFL has appealed, and Roger Goodell has appointed someone to hear that appeal. And something tells me that Deshaun Watson will not be playing football in the NFL anytime soon. Jalen, you've got so much expertise. You know what I mean? Like education, philanthropy, basketball, football, sports, just human relations. But I need your help on one of your strongest intellectual categories. Because you can see on the right side of my face, I got a big, huge pimple. All right, now there's makeup on it right now, but I've come to you, a man who has worked more pimples on his face than anybody in the world. What? I'm at the phase where it was like, it was juicy and hurt like last week, but now it just keeps coming back. It's the Jason Voorhees of pimples. So what do I do? I bow down to you, senior pimple analyst at ESPN and the world.
Oh man,
what do I do?
I got you. Since you brought up Jason Voorhees, I recently saw Nope. I encourage everybody to go see it and support. I'll say this time of year, watching the preview, first off, 30 minutes of previews.
Hold on. Well, Jalen,
I got you.
I'm sure that's a shorter movie, so you're probably in there for about 2 hours. How long did you sleep? How many naps did you take?
I didn't take any naps.
You're lying.
Because I wasn't tired. I wasn't tired,
lying.
Literally.
You are lying.
I literally wasn't tired.
You're lying.
I may have dozed off for like 5 minutes. But
there you go. Okay. Yeah, you must have. I've never seen you not nap in a movie theater.
And it was a 2-hour, 15-minute movie. But during this time of year, first off, let me stress this again. 30 minutes of my life on previews.
I beat that. First of all, I usually go to movie theater with the kids, and they like the previews, so I just sit there and watch right through it. But don't rush. You got plenty of time to get popcorn, plenty of time to go to the bathroom. You got plenty of time to do whatever you got to do before the movie starts, because they bake in about 20 minutes of preview.
Literally, the movie was supposed to start 30 after. It started at the top of the hour. It was literally 30 straight minutes. But this time of year, and I'm just going to say this out loud, I don't necessarily look forward to Halloween.
Okay.
It's not one of my favorite holidays. Let me just point that out. And yes, Jacoby taught me that we don't celebrate enough, so I'm gonna celebrate every day, including Halloween. So I probably dress up like something in the 70s or whatever, because that's how I am every day anyway, so I ain't gotta try too hard. But either way, I noticed this time of year, all of the movies are geared toward scary time of year, Halloween. So it's like reincarnations of all of the old school movies. It's like, I may be naming some of these incorrect, but it's almost like Damien Omen coming back, and It coming back, and Halloween coming back, and Friday, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger. It's like all of these movies are like coming back. But here's the difference. I just got to say this before I get to your point about the pimple, because you brought up Friday the 13th.
Man, I need your help.
People like Freddy Krueger had character. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had character. You know what I'm saying?
It's hilarious. Yeah, Frank Kramer was hilarious.
Correct. He had character. And even though Jason Voorhees didn't speak, he had, like, dominance. You know what I'm saying? Like, the music and da-da-da. But, like, for me, like the Exorcist type stuff where the young girl sitting on the bed and she gets sucked into the TV, like, I'm good.
So here's what you get me with. You get a movie gets 17 times scarier when at the beginning they say, based on a true story. That's what it gets me every time. Like, I'm watching The Conjuring, I'm like, this is based on a true story?
Like, it's like, what? Like, for real. It's almost like Amityville Horror, right?
Like, yeah, that is it, dog. I've been to that. I've been around that neighborhood. They have like a Halloween thing there, and I learned about all the details. Like, what? The pig was doing what now? Like, it's
right.
Scary.
And so the whole premise of those movies is, okay, got it. We know that this house is haunted. So one of the previews, here's one of the previews, and I'm gonna get to your pimple, because this all has to do with your pimple. One of the previews, fam, a lady was like late at night, and she knocked on the door. And by the way, never say don't ride with strangers. We do it every day when we call with Uber. Ding, ding, ding. With that being said, so it's just a lady walking down the street, and of course it starts to rain or something, her phone doesn't work. And so she just randomly walks up on the house. Of course, a guy lets her in. He's being friendly. You know, it's still raining. You know, it's late outside. You probably don't want to be walking in this neighborhood late. Here's a room for you to go post up and chill. I'll lock the door so you feel secure. He goes into the room. She goes into the room. All of a sudden, she hears a loud noise. She gets the light lamp. She walks to the door. She doesn't see him. She doesn't hear him. She yells his name. She yells his name. Doesn't see or hear him. And then she walks to the steps. And of course, down the steps, she hears him screaming. You hear all the ghosts and goblins. And of course, the next thing she does is what? Go down the stairs.
No, I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm leaving. My car still works. I'm gone.
Even if my car doesn't work, my legs work, I'm gone.
I'm gone. I can stay out in the rain for hours.
You know what I'm saying? And so those, like the Exorcist type, those just went too far. So now let's get back to the pimple, because it can feel like a scary movie when so many pimples pop up on your face. It happened to me night before my NBA draft. And while everybody was with their agents and working on their jumpers, I was focused on popping the bump underneath my eye. I focused on it all night. And Jacoby, there's certain things you can use. That's probably
why you wore that suit. You're just trying to distract attention from the pimple. You're just like, if I wear a red and white suit, that's all anyone's going to talk about.
And so, Jacoby, I got you. There are different levels of the bump that you can use different things. There's the witch hazel level. There's the peroxide level. There's the alcohol level. Like, what level of your bump is it at right now?
This is the third trimester. You know what I mean?
Okay, this is the third trimester.
You know when it's like shiny and hurts, and like that was the first one. And the second one, it starts to go down a little bit, but now he's back.
Yeah,
I'm in the Jesus phase when Jesus came back.
Oh, yeah, you got to go alcohol on this one. Don't mess around.
I drink alcohol. That's probably what got me the pimple.
No, I'm talking about actual rubbing alcohol for the bump.
On the bump?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You got to go real rubbing alcohol on. The way they was putting that lotion on your face, that's how you got to be putting alcohol on that bump. And here's the other thing. The one thing about being black and having pimples, you leave a lot of spots.
I'm not black.
You know what I'm saying? And so for my face, I would tell you to get, if it was me, I would have to also get some cocoa butter. Because you don't want the bump to leave a spot.
You know I don't use lotion.
But you don't use lotion. So that's my point exactly. You don't need lotion. You're not gonna have somebody doing you like Kevin Durant. A millipiece of your leg shows through your tights and socks, and people zoom that in, and before you know it, Ashy KD is trending everywhere.
I love KD.
You don't have to worry about that. See, I have to worry about that. There have been multiple times, you ready for this? There have been multiple times this 20-year television veteran has sat down and looked down at my hand and realized it was ashy in particular between my thumb and my index finger. And you know what I did? You know what this intellect did?
What? What'd that intellect do?
I used spit to make it go away.
There you go. Not a long-term solution, but short-term.
The short-term solution, spit. I'd rather do that than people say, look, ignoring everything I'm saying, ignoring my glasses, ignoring my fresh cut, ignoring my outfit, and they're focused. Ignoring my content. Just ignore my content. And by the way, I gotta say something. To all aspiring journalists out there, in particular former basketball players, you gotta go harder. This is the 12th year that if it's not NBA branded, that a former basketball player is featured on the Monday through Friday show. So just like American-born players, I told y'all this. When y'all watching the draft, remember, Luka, Giannis, Jokic, they ain't grow up here. And those guys are winning MVPs. And the opportunity for American-born players to play in the league has continued to lessen. And I remember covering the draft a few years ago, I was like, maybe 15 American-born players were drafted. Like, I remember when all 30 players were American-born drafted. And so I say to say this, you gotta be ready to not only hone your craft, but continue to like try to thrive in the industry that's gonna put football first. I don't have to tell you this. First, second, and third, when people sit down and thinking about how we can entertain football fans, but ignoring the rest of the world, and that soccer is the biggest sport in the world. So I appreciate, we appreciate the support of Jalen and Jacoby. And I wanna thank you, David. I wanna thank the Podfather, because there was a young lad named Jalen Rose that came into the office and pitched you guys an idea about a podcast called The Rose Report. Because I was reading Rob Report for so many years, the magazine, and it inspired me looking at the houses and the cars and all of the finer things in life. Cause I was like, I'm gonna have that one day. And so when I pitched you guys the idea, the first thing I thought about is how every show had football players on it and no basketball players. And so I didn't realize 15 years later, after pitching y'all the show, that still would be the case. And so thank you, my brother, for doing this show with me. Thank you for believing in me, because you said, look through your phone, who you wanna do the show with? And I looked at you and said, I did research about what makes you tick. I wanna do the show with you.
Changed my life. Thank you, Mr. Rose. Great scouting. You know what I mean? Great scouting department at the Jalen Rose headquarters. Appreciate you, brother. And we always say we give the people what they want. So it just seems appropriate, after what a great soliloquy from Mr. Rose, that we involve the people. Call 985-80-JALEN.
Get the people what they want.
You can leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, fellas? Shout out, Reg. Zen from Cali, longtime listener, trying to get on the pod for the very first time. I'm just listening to Friday's pod about y'all discussion about Crown Royal, and I just gotta chime in. Look, I gotta agree with our guy from the South. I think it's universal as well. I don't look like either of y'all. I am Chinese. I'm Asian in Southern California. I realize it's diverse out here, but I went to UC Irvine. Don't get me started with all the acronyms of how many Asian people are supposed to be at UC Irvine. But look, Crown was at every single party I was at. Frat parties, Asian Greek, sorority parties, dorm parties. Crown was everywhere. I think I must have 15 of those velvet bags. I'm pretty sure it's universal, depending on just people's preferences. I don't know. Just wanted to give it another try to convince y'all. Love you guys. Listen every day. Again, shout out, Reg. Everybody. Yep. Medicinal.
First of all,
It sounds like Zen got it in at UC Irvine. He named all the parties. It's like sorority parties, frat parties, Greek parties, regular parties, bar parties, house parties, dance parties. Zen, if you're throwing an event, Zen's going to show up. Big shout out to him. I love that guy.
It
ends it with the medicinal. Shout out to him. So, Jalen, Crown Royal, I'm going to say, still going to say regional. Even after this testimony. And someone pointed out to me on Twitter that it's from Canada, but I just feel like it's more prominent in the South. You know what I mean? Like, you can get collard greens anywhere, but they're more prominent in the South. You know what I mean?
That's
kind of how I feel about it.
That's a smart example, and I agree with you. Shout to UC Irvine. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate the love. Thank you for shouting out Reg the Ledge, giving our show love. And as the caller from Cali was chiming in, it just reminded me something else I love about this show and the people made it this, how it's interactive. Like, so much of media now has become like the person talking at you and not necessarily receiving your opinion or what you have to say. That's changed a lot in multimedia and sports and accepting calls and things of that nature, in particular on podcasts. They're radio shows that have callers, but there aren't many podcasts that have callers. So I appreciate the support. And I agree with my brother Jacoby that I still are gonna fight for being regional, because just traveling around the world. And I gotta tell you this, if you're going to every party, I'm pretty sure it was some vodka there too. I'm pretty sure some tequila there too. So,
it
probably was all types of liquor, including Crown Royal. But I like the fact that he's collecting the bags. So, when you're 15. Collecting the bags, I have to take you serious.
You got a bag full of bags.
Yeah, we definitely, but we need more callers to chime in. But here's another thing I want to say. So, I like your collard green analogy a lot. Mm-hmm. And the prevalence of what we're saying isn't that it isn't available everywhere. We're just saying it's usually the main thing if it was the only thing, right? So if you only had one choice, we're saying in the South, most people grab that crown, or in the Midwest, grab that crown. Now, we can be proven wrong, and that's why we take calls from the people, but you guys chime in and let us know it. And one other thing, Jacob, we got to take the show on the road. When I hear like UC Irvine and we have all of these topics about things, here's another thing that's changed in media. Most people don't go to games anymore that cover the sports. Just think about that for a second. Most of the people you see talking about sports on television never go to games or rarely go to games. We're different here. We're going to go to Buffalo. We're going to go to Doha. We're going to make sure we're interactive with our content. So thank you for the call. We appreciate the support. But I still say regional for Crown Royal.
We'll be back tomorrow with another Dope Pod of Step 2. Why is that, Jalen? Anthony Rose.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.